Missouri Nut Sports, I'm Bill Pollack. The U.S. women's hockey team can punch their ticket to the gold medal game with a win over Sweden today. Team USA advanced to the semifinal with a 6-0 rout of Italy on Friday. O'Fallon native Joy Dunn has 2 goals and 3 assists. She's tied for 9th in the tournament for points scored. They play at 9:40 this morning. The U.S. men's hockey team clinched the 2 seed in the tournament. They got past Germany 5-1 to finish 3-0 in the preliminary round.
They're a great team, great players, and I was really proud of the effort that we put in and the resiliency that we showed.
That's St. Louis native Brady Kachuk. He's got 2 goals and 1 assist. His brother Matthew has 5 assists. The Stars and Stripes will face the winner of the Sweden versus Latvia matchup, which is set for Tuesday. Jordan Binnington stayed hot in the Winter Olympics. The Blues goalie helped Team Canada to a 10-2 win over France yesterday. The Mizzou Tigers had their 3-game winning streak snapped on Saturday, an 85-68 loss to Texas. Dennis Gates on the loss.
The game was tied at 41, and they went on a 16-6 run. 9 of those was from the free throw line, fouls away from the basket. Our guys was, foul prone tonight.
Mizzou falls to 7-5 in SEC play. They'll host nationally ranked Vanderbilt on Wednesday. And the St. Louis Billikens picked up their 18th win in a row, 86-59, a big rout over Loyola Chicago.
Don't let outcomes, color the fact that we have to play better and more consistently. I think that's the biggest issue. We're not playing to our capabilities as consistently as possible.
Josh Schertz on his 24-1 Billikens, who are on the road at Rhode Island tomorrow night. And Mizzou baseball set a record in their 34-3 win over Mount St. Mary's yesterday. Second most runs in a single game in program history, behind a 35-run game against William Jewell in 1902. And the Tigers had a program-best 32 RBIs. Bill Pollack, Missouri Nut Sports.